Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Ken Grombach back on the show. Ken's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, actually an original member. He goes all the way back to when we founded the Brain Trust. He's a founding member for all the way back to 1998. He's the resident demographer in our Brain Trust, the author of Common Census and the new book, The Age Curve. And he's our good friend, Ken Grombach. Welcome back.
Good to be here. Always
it's good to
it.
Have you back. Hey, Ken, did you know it's Customer Service Week?
No, I didn't, but I overheard that when I first got on the line, and I'm jumping up and down at this end because I just had to experience this yesterday.
You had a good customer experience yesterday or a bad one?
Yes, both. I actually had one good one, one bad one. The bad one was with Best Buy. My wife and I and my daughters went in and bought in the summertime, sound bars for both of our TVs so we can hear the heavy duty sound. And I also bought a computer, and then I had the Geek Squad come out and do the installation and set up my computer. I mean, I don't mind telling you, but the tab was over like $2,000. It was a lot of money. Well, they oversold us a wire. There was one wire that the Geek Squad guy said we didn't need. He said, I don't know why they sold you that. And it's been sitting around. I'll give you that. It's been sitting around for 2.5 months. So I took it in yesterday, and I said, you know, I showed him all the receipts, and I said, here's the wire. And he said, well, you didn't bring it back in 30 days. It's still original packaging. It's all, you know, you still sell this stuff. I said, you sold it to me unnecessarily. I said, I don't live across the street. And they just simply said, no, 30 days.
Wow.
And I said, what am I supposed to do with it? She says, sell it on eBay. And I said,
wow.
You want me to sell your product on eBay? I said,
wow.
Let me talk to a manager. The manager gave me the exact same story, and then I called another store and told them, and they gave me the exact same story. But they lost a customer. Absolutely, positively, I will never go back. And I'm a customer. I'm a big-time customer of their store.
Well, see, here's the thing, Ken. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. You got to differentiate between the transaction and the relationship, don't you?
Yes, you do. Yes,
and you have to empower employees, at least a manager, somebody only one degree of separation away from the customer. You have to empower them to make a business decision. Is this transaction worth, you know, is it worth losing a relationship over this transaction? Somebody has to make that decision at ground zero with the customer, don't they?
Yes. And listen, I was in the I had an advertising agency for 21 years, and our specialty was retail. And we told our retail clients, cherish every customer.
Right.
You want to, if you think you're going to lose a customer over something that you did, grab them by the leg and don't let them go.
Right.
And make it right, because that will come back and bite you. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Best Buy or you have one store. That's a serious issue.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, Best Buy, I mean, there were enough minds behind the counter there looking at me, and it apparently made the decision, this is worth losing the customer.
How much was the wire? What was the price of the wire?
$50.
$50.
It was a special connection that supposedly we were told was not in the box. It didn't come with one of the things that we.
I don't blame them for selling you for overselling you, but because that can happen. But not taking it back, that's ridiculous. But you said you had another experience too. Quickly,
yeah. Well, the other one was Brooks Brothers, because I bought a bunch of stuff. You know, I speak, so I have to look presentable.
You're a dresser, man. We know that you're a close horse, Ken.
Not exactly, but I need to. But I bought a few hundred bucks worth of stuff at Brooks Brothers, and one of the pairs of pants didn't fit. When I tried on one, the other was the same size, so I didn't try it on, and it was a colorful fall, and so I just went to try it on and a couple days ago and didn't fit, and so I called them up and asked them if they would take it back, and they said, sure.
Yeah.
No problem. Just bring the receipt in, and if you don't have the receipt, we may have to discount it based on what we're selling it for now, but come on in.
Right. Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I was so excited. It was like $125 for the pants.
And all they did was do the right thing. They didn't do anything Herculean. They just did the right thing.
That is correct. And you know what? That's what it takes. Do everything right. You cherish every customer. Every single customer. Well,
small business owners have no other choice. Ken, give us your website quickly, please.
Okay, it's KGCDirect.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 till right back. We're going to talk about some demographic stuff. Ken's got some new information for us right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.